It is interesting to be talking about Yom Kippur so soon after Pesach, although in truth, I always feel at this time of the year that we're on a mahalach, we're on this progression that goes straight from counting the 7 weeks between Pesach to Shavuos. It takes us to the summer, to the 3 weeks, then to the Shiva Dinachemta, the 7 weeks of comfort that leads us straight through Elul into Tishrei, so perhaps it's not so far-fetched and not so far away to be talking about Yom Kippur. In any case, that is the overriding theme of this week's parsha. We're going to start to say on Rosh Chodesh Elul, L'David Hashem Oiri, a mizmor and Tehillim that we say straight through Elul and Tishrei until Shmini Atzeres. And in there is a pasuk, B'karayv Alai Mereim, when my enemies, and according to the Medrash, when these are the Umais Ha'ilam, the nations of the world are my enemies, come towards me, come close to me, La'achal es psari, to eat my flesh. And what they do is they come to be Mekatreg al Yisrael, they come to bring a prosecution against Yisrael, and they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these people are Avdei Avodah Zarah, and these people are Avdei Avodah Zarah, meaning, in what way are the Jews better than the nations of the world? Tzarei va'oivai li. They are my terrible enemies. And then the Medrash says that you find the minyan, the counting, the gematria of the word hasatan. The satan is the same as the gematria, or it equals 364. 364 are the days of the year. And 364 days of the year, hasatan, the satan, has the permission to be mekatrek, to come and prosecute against us, chutz miyom kippurim, but one day of the year, the satan is quiet. And this is how we continue this mizmor of Tehillim. We say, this is what the Jews say, im tachana alai machana, if this group, this of the nations of the world come against me, this camp of the enemies, lo yira libi, I will not be afraid, im takum alai milchaman, if a war comes upon me, bezois ani b'teach, I will believe in this, my bitachon, my belief, my trust will come from bezois, from this. Amar Rabbi Levi, what Rabbi Levi says is, this is what it says in the Torah, in our parsha this week, Bezois Yavai Aaron, in the description of how Aaron is going to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on this one holy day of the year, Bezois Ani Beiteach, I can have true bitachon that no matter what the enemies, what the nations of the world, and what the Satan says against me is not going to have any effect on me, because we have the one day of the year, we have Yom Kippur. Basically, and I heard this idea from Rabbi Todras Miller, basically the nations of the world have a good question. In what way are we so different than them? In what way are we so much better than them? And our answers don't seem to make so much sense. We get saved and the Ummas Ha'olam don't get saved. The answer is that we have one day of year and it's called Yom Kippur. Because Hasatan is only the gematria of 364 and there are 365 days in the solar year, and that one day of the year there is no Satan. This is the power of 364 versus the one. We have the secret of Bezois that Aaron HaKohen and all the subsequent Kohanim Gedolim were able to go Lefnai V'Lefnim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're able to be saved because we have a bezois. There's an interesting medrash in Parshas Toldos when Rivka tells Yaakov to go into Yitzchak with the food to trick Yitzchak into believing that he was actually Esav. Yaakov tells Rivka, I am smooth and Esav is hairy. It's not going to work. Yitzchak is going to figure out that I'm not Esav, and Rivka tells him to put on the clothing of Esav that she has stored behind. And there's an interesting medrash also. Rabbi Levi says, this is a mashal, this is a parable, to a hairy person and to a bald person. And they were standing near a granary. And all the chaff of the wheat was floating around. And the person who was hairy got chaff stuck in all of his hair. But the kireach, the bald person, was able to take his hand and to wipe his hand on his head, and all the chaff flew off his body easily. Kach Esa Parasha, Mitlachlech Ba'avinus Kol Yomais Hashana. Esa Parasha, he gets dirty with Avinus all the days of the year, Ve'ein Lai B'may Yichaper, and because he is hairy, he has no way to be Mischaper, he has no way to get forgiveness, atonement for his sins. But Yaakov, he gets dirty the whole year, and Yom Kippur comes, and because he has Yom HaKippurim, he's able to cleanse himself off. So, similar description, and perhaps even more confusing, we are bald, and that's why Yom Kippur helps for us, because we are not hairy, and Esav, who is hairy, he gets stuck in it. We have one day of the year called Yom Kippur that's not part of the minyan of Hasatan, and therefore we get cleansed on Yom Kippur, even though perhaps in action as a whole, the nation of Klal Yisrael is not so much better than the nations of the world. They sin, we sin, but we are bald and we have Yom Kippur, and therefore we can get cleansed. What could this possibly mean? The Ramban in Parshas Emor says, Yom Kippur is a Yom Rachamim Bedin. It's a day of mercy in judgment. What does this mean? Yom Kippur is a day of rachamim. It's a day when we get forgiven for all of our sins. It's a day that should bring us great joy because we come in dirty and we get cleansed. But it's also a day of judgment, as anyone who has had to go to court, even for something as simple as a traffic ticket, understands that there is a feeling of trepidation and fear when we do have to stand for judgment. What does it mean that Yom Kippur is a day of rachamim bedin? What does it mean that Yom Kippur is a day of mercy? It can't be like it's begging a teacher to give a better mark or getting away with something, because it says, kel emuna ve'ein avel, tzadik v'yasher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel emuna. There is no cutting corners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will get true reward for everything we deserve and true consequences also for everything we deserve. So what does it mean that it's a Yom Rachamim Badin? It's a day of mercy in judgment. And we have a simple formula. Din is what we did. Rachamim is who we are. Meaning, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us Bedin, we're being judged by what we actually did. Ein l'dayin ela ma she'ein avrais. A dayin can only judge by what he sees. Did you do it or did you not do it? Where we are in our character, meaning what type of person we are for real, our essence, has very little to do with a decision. Even in a Beis Din, right? In a Beis Din, you have a dayin sitting, and the fact that the person who is being judged could be a very wonderful person who's got a tremendous amount of zchuyos behind him, but in the decision that's being passed right now, did you do it? Do you owe it? Did you promise it? It's a din. Rachamim brings a question. The character witnesses, who are we? What are we really? Rachamim says there's the potential of a person, even if b'fayel, even if in actions he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. In Rachamim says there's a koyach, there's potential, there's something more here. And that's what it means, the bald man and the hairy man. Don't look at what we did, but look at who we are. The flax can wipe off of us, because the flax, the averis, is something extraneous to the Jew. It's not who we really are. It happens to be that we've sinned now, but it's not something that we want to do, or it's not a place that we want to be. It's something that happened to happen to us. The Satan's job always is to bring mehakayach el hapayal, to bring from potential out to actuality. For example, and the prime example, is when the Satan tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Avraham Avinu, you say he's such a big tzaddik, you think he's such a big tzaddik, he hasn't really been tested yet. Let's test him by asking him to sacrifice his son. And if he does this, then we'll see that it's not just in his potential that he's a big tzaddik, and it's not just in his potential that he'll do anything for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in actuality, in reality, look what he's willing to do. He's willing to bring his son. The Satan is not a Baal Rachamim. The Satan doesn't look at our potential. The Satan looks at what we have actually done. It's all about what we do and not who we are. And the Satan has the ability to bring us these nisyonos, these tests, 364 days of the year, always challenging our actions, saying it's not enough to feel or think. It's about what you do, and let me test you to see if you're going to do the right thing. One day a year on Yom Kippur, it's looking at what we are and not what we did. There is one day of the year where the judgment is by the koyach, because there's the rachamim, and on that day of the year, the satan is out of a job. So then, of course, the question is, why do we have to work? Deep down, I'm good. Judge me by what I am, and I'm okay. So what's my avoda throughout the whole year, and certainly as we come to Yom Kippur? It's just too simple. And of course, the Ramban gives us the answer. It's not just a Yom Rachamim. It's Yom Rachamim Badin. I am a good person. Ritzoneinu la'asos ritzoncha. Every yid, every neshama wants to do your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is who I am, and this is where I want to see myself. But there's a din, and the din says, how much are my actions relating to my potential? There is the Kedushas Hayom, which is the essence of the cleansing, and by the looking of the person, by saying, on Yom Kippur, we all want to be good. And there's the Mitzvah Hayom, which is Tshuva. And what Tshuva says is, I want to return to the person that I am. I have distanced myself from being the Jew that I want to be, and I want to go back to being myself. There's a famous Gemara in Kedushin that says that a person who is Mekadesh his wife, and complicated halachas here, which are not noyeg today, so we're not familiar with them perhaps, but a person was able to be Mekadesh his wife with a t'nai. The Shidduch crisis would be a whole lot worse if we were still doing this, but in those days, a person could say, you are Mekudeshes, harayat Mekudeshes li, b'tnai that I'm going to make a certain amount of money, or even, according to this Gemara, al minas sha'ani tzadik, I am Mekadesh you, you are Mekudeshes to me, a man says to a woman, only on the condition that I'm a tzadik gomer. And if I'm not a tzadik gomer, then you are not Mekudeshes to me. So the Gemara says that even if the person who is saying this, I am Mekadesh you, al menasha ani tzadik, that I am a tzadik, afilu rasha gomor, even if we know that he is a terrible rasha, he is a horrible person, Mekudeshes, she is still Mekudeshes, this woman, she is still married to him, shema hirher b'tshuva b'datai, because what we don't know is perhaps at that moment when he was saying, I am Mekadesh you, al menasha, on the t'nai that I am a tzadik, even though we know that he's done terrible actions, if he was meharer b'datai, at that moment, if he thought in his da'as, and da'as is not intellect and it's not emotion, it's a combination of both. And he said at that moment, I want to do tshuva, we consider him a tzaddik, because a person can make a decision to do tshuva, and even though his actions haven't changed and nothing on the outside has changed at all, he is considered a bal tshuva because in potential he is there. On the day of Yom Kippur, that's what we're doing. With the work of Yom Kippur, that's what we're doing. What we're saying is, I want to come back to who I am and to be the person that I have the potential to be. I have the potential to be this because, again, Ritzoneinu la'asos ritzoncha, every neshama, every yid wants to be good. He wants to do what Hashem wants him to do. And this is what we're able to do on Yom Kippur. And that's why we can say, B'zois ani b'teach. The Mikdash is only a representation of what's going on in every single Jewish person. One day a year, the Kohen Gadol could go lifnai v'lifnim. And on this day, every Jew is going into his bifnim, into his inside, and saying, whatever it is that I've done throughout the whole year, it's not what I want to do. It's a statement that says, I want to go back to who I really am, to the beginning of my creation, to when I was pure, lekai neshama shenasata bi ta'irahi. The neshama that you've given me is pure, and I want to go back from to the pure. I want to separate from all the chaff, from all the garbage, from all the mess that I've involved in the whole year. And I want to separate from the goyishkeit and to go back to my lifnai. And this is the avoda of Yom Kippur, is to take that sa'ir. We take two sa'irim, and they're identical. One of them goes to Hashem, and the other one probably of the, I don't want to use the word strange on a mitzvah, but I'll say one of the more difficult to understand mitzvahs of the Avodah of Yom Kippur is to take the Sa'ir La'azazel, to take a goat and to throw it down a mountain. But what we're doing when we take the Sa'ir and we throw it down the mountain and we put all our Averis on this goat, however symbolically we do that, and we say, this is not me, this is not us, this is not Klal Yisrael, we don't want to be this. Take the Sa'ir and throw it to Azazel because it's not who I am. And we don't have Mefnecha Ta'enu Galinu Me'artzenu, we don't have the Sa'ir La'azazel anymore. But what we do do is vidui the whole day. And when we're saying vidui is what we're saying the same thing. Ashamnu bagadnu. This is not who I am. This is not who I want to be. Get rid of it. Get out of it. We're externalizing our chata'im by saying vidui. We're saying, achecha chatanu lefanecha. This is the chata'im that we did before you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not who we are. It's not who I want to be. The Rishonim use the word vomiting to describe vidui. It doesn't integrate into our system, these chataim. I'm a bald man, and the shaf is extreme. It's outside of me. I want to get rid of it. I want to get rid of all these chataim. B'zaisani b'teach. One day a year, I can go into my bifnim, and I could connect to who I really am. And because of that, the Yom Kippur, which is a day of rachamim, badin, yes, there is a din. It's not just saying to Hashem easily, oh, it doesn't really matter what I do, it's because you love me for who I am. No, of course not. It's much more than that. It's saying, I'm connecting to who I really am. I'm coming back to connect to what I really want to be. We send Esav away on Yom Kippur. It's interesting that the last time we see Yaakov and Esav meeting with each other, and Esav, of course, is the Satan, Esav wants to go with him. Always the Satan tries to accompany us. Yaakov turns him away and he says, no, you go ahead. And Esav goes to Har Seir, but Yaakov nosea sukhoisa, and Yaakov goes on to Sukkos. And this is what we do on Yom Kippur. We send Esav away. The Sa'ir La'azazel is a gift. Again, esoterically, it's a gift to Esav, to the Satan, and we tell him we're not interested in you anymore. You go on your way, and we will go to Sukkos, surrounded by our ushpizin and comfortable, that we are who we really want to be, in the presence of the Shechina, enveloped by Kedusha. I started off by saying that it's funny to be talking about Yom Kippur right after Pesach, but perhaps there is a connection. It says that Ritzaneinu La'asos Ritzaincha, we really do want to do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what it is that you're telling us to do, and what's ma'akev, but what stops it? What makes us not be able to do what it is that we want to do? And the response that Chazal gives us is, mi ma'akev, who's stopping us from doing Ritzaneinu La'asos Ritzaincha? Sa'ar Shaba'isa V'shibud Malchias. It's the Sa'ar Shaba'isa, it's the yeast that's in the dough. In other words, the Yetzihara. In other words, the Satan. In other words, the Chametz that stops us from being the people that we want to be. And with the cleansing of the houses comes the cleansing of our neshamas, the cleansing of our hearts, of taking that chametz out of ourselves and saying, no, I really don't want this sa'ar shaba'isa to come in the way of ritzaneinu la'asos ritzaincha, of doing the work that we want to do. During this week of Pesach and in the original Yetzias Mitzrayim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was he lifted us high, high above, and he said, this is who you are, this is who you can be, this is who I want you to be. And we saw it clearly. And then, yes, we were thrown back down as we had to climb ourselves for 49 days into becoming the nation that's able to accept the Torah, not only because of who we are intrinsically, but also because of what we've learned to do. And like then, now, we know the concept that we don't just commemorate the events that happened in the past, but we're reliving them. And throughout this journey of Sfiras HaOmer, what we're meant to be doing is day by day perfecting ourselves and our actions to becoming the people that we know that we can be. And this beautiful time of the year, this springtime of our people, should lead us to perhaps being, or hopefully being zeicha to experience Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash, where we're going to be able to watch that Kohen Gadol go lifnai, v'lifnim.